And Yontif Shkoyachari.
Shkoyach.
Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Okay, yeah, 100%. Hashem should bless you in the schus of Pesach Sheni, in the schus of Ramir Balanes, in the schus of all the Yidden getting together, and for bringing and eating, you know, making brachas and learning Torah and Nigunim and Osiris. Hashem should bless you, Shav Nachas from all the children, health and Parnosa Berevach, and Shefa Brach Batzlacha, Ad B'li Dai.
Amen.
Ad B'yaz Gol Tzedek, and Vaiter also.
Amen.
Yeah. So let me share with you an idea. You know, everyone knows that Pesach Sheni, I shouldn't say everyone knows, but Pesach Sheni is the beginning of the week of Hoyd. Right? We know that the Sefiras Omer is broken down into 7 weeks, right? And each week is connected to a different midah, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes. And so the week of Hoyd begins with Pesach Sheni. And that's sort of how Hoyd is introduced to us, is with Pesach Sheni. But then Hoyd fully matures with Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is Hoyd Sheva Hoyd. Which means that the way to think of it is that there's a certain nekuda that emerges on Pesach Sheni, but fully ripens and fully develops with Lag BaOmer. So which means that to appreciate Pesach Sheni, you have to understand Lag BaOmer. To understand Lag BaOmer, you have to have Pesach Sheni. They complement each other. The beginning is Pesach Sheni, and the completion, the full developed version of Pesach Sheni is Lag BaOmer. So what's the meaning of that? I just like this, you know, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel, which talks about the story of, well, it didn't happen on Lag BaOmer, but the story of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave and his emergence from the cave, which is, you know, there's a tradition we have from the Chidah that whenever in Shas we have Reb Shimon is pre-cave. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that's post-cave. So when we talk about Lag BaOmer and Bar Yochai, that's why by the songs, why do we call him Bar Yochai? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, because we're highlighting that post-cave. So that's the Indian of, so the story of the Ma'ar of the cave and everything that happens from that cave is really the story of Lag BaOmer, that's Bar Yochai. So the Gemara says, as we know, that he comes out of the cave, right? And it takes some time to sort of process what he sees. But with all of that, the Gemara eventually it says that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai looks around and he says, you know, the tradition that says Reb Shimon that tzaddikim, whenever they're saved miraculously, they go and they bring a tikkun to the world. They do something as a karas hatayiv to help Hashem's world out. So says the Gemara in Bavli, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai looked around, knew, so I want to help. So he asked the people around, is there anything that can use fixing? Anything that's broken needs fixing. Now the Gemara in Bavli doesn't say what place this was. Evidently, according to the Bavli, it's not so significant where it was. But the Yerushalmi makes a point of it. The Yerushalmi says that it was the city of Tveria. This is where it was. And it was asking the people in Tveria if there's any help that you need in anything. So they told him that, yeah, there's a particular road, a main thoroughfare in the city, that there's kvarim there, but we don't know where they are, so kahanim can't go, and it makes, it causes some discomfort. So if you can fix that. So Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai says, no problem. So Gemara says, ahol maise, how he did it. Okay, and he identifies the kfarim. Alpines, he identifies the kfarim. Okay, in the Bavli, the entire inyan, the entire mile of that tikkun is to help kahanim. Kahanim couldn't go on that highway, now they can, so Baruch Hashem. The Yerushalmi focuses differently. The Yerushalmi doesn't focus on the fact that this helps kahanim. The Yerushalmi says that this was Rav Shimon's effort to bring a tahara to Tveria. That the city of Tveria needed a tikkun, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is fixing Tveria. More than that, the Rishalmi brings down that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that he had a Kabbalah from Mizrabayim that Tveria will be fixed. That there's going to be a Tahara to Tveria, and Ashreinu that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the one that brought the Tikkun. So what's this? And so evidently, if this is the first Avoida of Rav Shimon post-cave, it means that this is the very root of what Lag BaOmer is. And if this is the very root of Lag BaOmer, it means that's what Pesach Sheni is. And it's all revolving on the city of Tveria. So what's the Inyan of the city of Tveria? Says the Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel. The Gemara says over there is dealing, it's very interesting. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said that in my youth, I used to say the following idea, and then I heard that there's taka sources for it. What was his idea? So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, in my youth, I used to say that Tveria is not really the city's name. It's not really, it's a nickname, Tveria. What's the real city's name? The real name for the city is Rekes. And why is it called Rekes? So Rav Yochanan says, because in Tanakh, the word rekes, without getting into the details of the psukim, rekes is associated with Chamei Tveria, with the hot springs of Tveria. And so that's the, you know, when you think of Tveria, it's the hot springs, the healing that comes from the hot springs, and so on. So that's why the name of the city is rekes, the word rekes is associated with the hot springs. That's what Rav Yochanan said, and he said, I thought that in my youth. Then says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Rava says, can't be, it's not true. And he brings proofs that, no, the actual name of the city is Tveria. It's not a nickname, it's the name of the city. Says Rava, and why is it called Tveria? So then the Gemara brings a number of reasons why it's called Tveria. One reason it's called Tveria is because it sits at the Tibor of Eretz Yisrael. It sits at the center point of Eretz. Tibor is like a belly button. To the center point of Eretz Yisrael, the biblical borders of the land, Tveria is in the middle. Okay? That's one explanation. Another explanation, says Rava, is that the word Tveria comes from the word toiv, which is good. And the meaning of Tveria is rayosa toiva, that it has beautiful sights. It's beautiful vistas, beautiful sights, so it's called toiv like that. Says Rava, if the name is Tveria, why, and Rekes, he says, is the nickname. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said Rekes is the real name, Tveria is the nickname. Rava says, fakir, it's called Tveria, because it's the Tibor, it's the belly button, it has good vistas, beautiful sights, but its nickname is Rekes, Doc. Why is the nickname Rekes? So Rava said because Rekes comes from the word Rekonis, which means empty. Which means, Afilu Rekonim Shaba, even the empty Jews of Tveria, Malaya Mitzis Karima, are full of Mitzis like Arima, which is Isis Meiron, which is Rav Shimon. So, okay, that's the Sugya of the Gemara Megillah in Tveria. What's the Zinyan? Okay, so it's like this. The Zohar Kaddish says like this. The Zohar Kaddish in Parshas Baloischa, where it's talking about Pesach Sheni, so the Zohar brings down a Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Ayin Mehemna, that Moshe Rabbeinu revealed to Rishon Baruch Hu the following side, that Nisan is on the side of Chesed, right? Rosh Hashanah saves us, Pesach is a Nisan, so it's Chesed. Iyar, he says, said Moshe Rabbeinu, is Midas HaDin, it's Gevurah. So Chesed is one extreme, Nisan is one extreme, Chesed. Iyar is another extreme that's called Gevurah. And despite the fact that they're so opposite from each other, but the Korban Pesach is brought both in Nisan and in Iyar. It means the secret of Pesach Sheni, and that's what Pesach Sheni is, right? Pesach Sheni is not Pesach. Pesach Sheni is the Korban Pesach. It means what's unique to the Korban Pesach is that the Korban Pesach somehow, the inyan of the Korban Pesach is to unite extremes, to balance extremes. You have one extreme of Nisan, another extreme of Iyar, and despite their difference, the Korban Pesach emerges to show that there's an ability to unite extremes. Now, this ability of being able to handle opposites, of being able to be in one place and then the opposite extreme and sort of being able to make shalom between the two of them, that's not just a nice idea. To a certain degree, that's the essence of what Yiddishkeit's about, and that's the essence of what it means to be a Yid. For example, the Gemara says that 2,000 years, the first 2,000 years of creation were without Torah, right? The Torah wasn't given until after the first 2,000 years. Avraham Avinu, in the beginning of the 2,000 years of creation, begins to teach Torah. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, what are the 2,000 years without Torah called? 2,000 years of Tayu, of chaos. What does chaos mean? All over the place, like this, like that, extremes. Then kicks in, then the world is introduced to Torah. And then it's 2,000 years of Torah, which means that the description of a world without Torah is a world of extremes, a world of chaos. And what is Torah? Torah is here to bring harmony to that chaos. The world, it says in Pasuk, the world was chaotic, the reality was chaos in the beginning, and Hashem said, let there be light. Chazal say, Ein Or Ela Torah. I mean, so the very metzias of Torah is the ability of a Jew to find a shvil hazav, to find balance, to be able to navigate extremes, to be able to find harmony. That's not only the truth of what Torah is, that's what a Yid is. Ki sarisa melekim v'anoshim v'tuchal. The word Yisrael comes as a result of our ability to struggle with the Malach of Esav, right? That's why he was called Yisrael. A struggling, that wrestling match it means a conflict of two opponents, two extremes, one Esav, one Yaakov, the ability to wrestle and to sort of figure that out and to sort of navigate that conflict, that's the name Yisrael. Therefore, since the inyan of the Korban Pesach is to harmonize opposites, to bring, again, Pesach, Nisan and Iyar, both the Korban Pesach is brought, that's why the Korban Pesach is associated with the birth of the Jewish people. The birth of the Jewish people, and it's also associated with Torah itself. The first mitzvahs that we were given are, obviously, you know, sanctifying the new moon and all the mitzvahs in Parshas Bo. It's in the context of what? It's in the context of Makas Bechairis, which is associated, we were saved through the Korban Pesach. I was mentioning before that the Gemara says in Yevamos that there was, we learn that from Pesukim not like this, but there was a legitimate Hava Mina that every time a Yid becomes, that every time a person becomes a Ger, whatever there's a Geris, they have to bring a Korban Pesach. It could be in the middle of the summer, middle of the winter, whatever it is. They have to bring a Korban Pesach. Because the Korban Pesach means the ability to find harmony. That's why the Korban Pesach is associated, like I said, with Makas Bechairis. When did Makas Bechairis happen? Chatzos HaLaila, midnight. Mamish in the center. In the center of the night. That ability to find harmony, that's what the Korban Pesach is. Okay. So, right, exactly. So we'll get there. So that's what the Korban Pesach means. And this is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan identifies Tveria as. Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the Milo? Tveria, the real name is Rekes, because it's associated with Chamei Tveria, the hot springs. What does it mean? How do you have hot springs? So you have water, which is Chesed. You have fire, which is Din. And their union, they're the balance between the two of them. The heating of the waters, but the cooling of the fire, the balance of both, that's called Chamei Tveria, which brings a refuah to the body, brings a refuah to the world. That's Chamei Tveria. But that's only the beginning of this inyan of harmony, of balance, of finding the center point. The beginning of that, the unripened version of that, is Pesach Sheni, which is just the ability to navigate. In other words, that's the side of Pesach Sheni, which is the ability to handle extremes. So you have, Yidden that you know, think of the mood that those Yidden were in on Pesach when they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. Think of the extremes that are going on at that moment. Most of Klal Yisrael is celebrating. It's the first Korban Pesach. It's amazing. You know, after Yitzchak's Mitzrayim, it's amazing. And then you have this Nebuch, these Yidden. They're mamish tzebrochen because they can't do it. So comes Pesach Sheni, and Pesach Sheni says, to balance that, to navigate, how do you navigate through a complex life, a complex exile? The Chulu, that's Pesach Sheni, that's what it means to be a Yid, that's Torah, to give us the ability to be balanced. Like the famous Maisa with the Baal Shem Tov, that he put on his Big Day Shabbos in order to see a tightrope walker. And when after the person walked the tightrope, so the Baal Shem Tov told his Chassidim, you saw what he did? He said, how did he do it? So he says, because Baal Shem Tov said, the whole life is a Gesher Tzar Moed. So how do you navigate that? So he says, a tightrope walker, what do you do? When he felt himself leaning too much to the left, he forced himself to the right. He balanced himself. By going one extreme to the other extreme, that's how he found the ability to navigate through life. But that's Pesach Sheni. It's very practical, it's very nice, very beautiful, but it's not fully developed. This is the site of Rabbi Yochanan, who's Mashiach ben Yosef. Rabbi Yochanan said about himself, Anomi Zara de Yosef Kasina, I'm a descendant of Yosef Atzadik. Yosef was beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan was beautiful. The perspective of Mashiach ben Yosef is that this world is taka chaotic, and the best we can do is to just navigate through it. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. It's Gevaldik. So Yosef Atzadik gives the eight. So you're in the years of plenty, prepare for the years of famine. When the years of famine, hold on to the years of plenty. That's Yosef Atzadik. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But then comes Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer is something else. In the Zohar Kodesh, we find the following principle. The middle point, that concept of being in the middle, whenever there's a situation of extremes and you sort of are flung from one extreme to the other and you sort of have to cope with that, in the Zohar Kodesh, we find the following principle. That the ability, that experience of being flung back and forth actually brings out a deeper truth than each extreme could have expressed. I've given this mashal many times before. If you have in children's books or in children's stories, the characters are very two-dimensional. Good guy, bad guy. And for kids, that's fine, because kids, life is not so complicated, and it shouldn't be so complicated for kids, so there's stories are also not so complicated. They give over very basic, unnuanced lessons. But as we go on in life, we realize that those are not intriguing characters. Those are not exciting books to read. Those aren't exciting movies to watch. The two-dimensional characters are boring, and they're not real. How do you know? It's like anyone knows. Like, how do you really get to know someone? It's when you experience the first kasha about them. It's like, oh, there's a deeper person over here. Until now, I thought he or she was just like this, but now I realize that there's more than meets the eye. It's dafka through the conflict, and it's dafka through the opposites. Not only is there a mila of being able to handle the opposites, but fakert, there's a deeper essence that emerges through the opposites. There's an atzmias. In the Kabbalah Svarim, in the Zohar Kodesh, this is called Amuda de Emsi'isa, the middle pillar. The middle pillar is not just the ability to navigate and to function through chaos. There's a pnimius that emerges through the harmony, dafka because of the contrast and the conflict. The pnimius emerges out of that. This is the side of what Rava comes to explain to Tveria. The side of Tveria comes Rava to say it's more than just a middle, it's more than just fire and water balancing each other out. But there's a mitzias of middle. There's a mitzias of pnimius that is emerging through the conflict. Says Rava, the name of the city is Tveria, and the name of the city is, because it's a Tibor, it is the center point. Not just it's a point of contact between two extremes, like Chami Tveria, like this, the hot springs. It is a center point, and the center point that emerges out of conflict is in fact much deeper than any of the two extremes that brings out the center point. This is why the site of Tveria, then Rava goes on to say, is Afilu Rekonim Shebehem Mileyem Mitzvos Karimai. Because whenever the pnimius emerges of a yid, whenever there's a situation that forces a deeper identity to come out, that deeper identity is always attached to God, always much deeper than the two extremes. So you have a person that's living a certain life and it's like two-dimensional. There's no jolt. When there's no jolt, the person can fall into a place of emptiness. But dafka, because of the conflict, what is forced out of that yid is a deeper identity, and that deeper essence is automatically full of mitzvahs like a remind. It clarifies that everything that the person ever did was coming from a deeper motivation that they themselves didn't know. It's dafka when there's a point of discomfort because of extremes coming in contact with each other that the person has to find a deeper essence, and that deeper essence then is shown to be the real motivation behind everything that they've ever done. So this yid has been living a life where he doesn't even know himself what his motivations are. But it's dafka when it comes a point of conflict, and he's forced to discover within himself a deeper motivation. That deeper motivation is then shown to be the motivation behind all things. And so, when the person's back is backed up against the wall and things are difficult, and he finally calls out to Hashem and he opens the Tehillim, or he finds some part of himself that's looking for something deeper. That's not just an emergence of something deeper. That's a gilui that's always what was behind the scenes. So even the person that was until now a reikon, someone that was empty, that was superficial, that was two-dimensional, he's moli mitzvahs karima, and he's full of depth. And this is why the other interpretation is that toiv riyasa, it's beautiful, it looks very pleasant, it has good looks. The word toiv in Chazal is always associated with a pnimiyistik of goodness. The first time that the word toiv is used is by the first day of creation, where Hashem created a light that was an infinite, that was an orhagon, a hidden light. And that hidden light is described as toiv. V'yar lakim es oriki toiv. That's the first time toiv is used. The seed of Tveri is a pnimistic of toiv. This is the site of Lag Baimer. The Gil of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Torah of Reb Shimon, is not just the Torah. The revealed part of Torah is the part of Torah that helps you navigate through chaos. Shulchan Aruch tells you what to do in extreme situations, so you could always find the balanced path. What's Pnimius HaTorah then? What's Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon is much deeper than that. Rav Shimon is that through the conflict, through the chaos, what emerges is a Pnimiustic identity, a Pnimiustic experience. And then the chaos itself, the two extremes, are the necessary ingredients to bring out something new, which is the middle point. This is why it's Dafka Rava who reveals this other element of Tveria, this deeper element of Tveria. Rava himself comes from this. Where if Rabbi Yochanan was Bechina of Mashiach ben Yosef, Rava is the Bechina of Mashiach ben David. The Arizal taught that this, that the root of the Neshama of Rava was found in light. When light runs away from David and goes to Sodom, and Avraham Avinu is Meiser Nefesh to rescue him from the four kings, the Arizal says that he was not only rescuing light, but he was also rescuing the Neshama of Rava. It says in Pasuk that Avraham Avinu heard Kinish Ba'achiv, that light was captured, and it says in Pasuk that light was captured, light Ves Rechushai, and it's all of his possessions. Then Achi Avram, and light was the nephew of Avram. So it says the reason the pasuk is out of order. It should say light, who's the nephew of Avram, was captured and his possessions. It says light and his possessions were captured. Who was the nephew of Avram? So it says the reason Ruchushai ben Achi is Rosh Tevis Rava. So Rava is hinted to in that the place of light. In that place, where was light captured? Where was he stuck over there? In the place of Sodom. Sodom is Rosh Tevis Sayyid David Malka. The secret of David and Melech. The world of it says in Pasuk, Matzasi is David Avdi. Hashem says, I found David and Melech. And Chazal say in the Medrash, Heichan Matzasi, where did you find him? Bisdaim. So the Indian of Sodom, where light is stuck, and we know light is the great grandfather of Ruas, who's the great grandmother of David. So the whole Indian of light and Sodom over there, that whole mice is the site of David and Melech, and Rav is there. The site of Rav is Mashiach ben David. So Mashiach ben David is not just figuring out how to navigate through chaos. Mashiach ben David is a revelation that chaos itself was productive. Chaos itself forced a pnimius dike giloi. That's Mashiach ben David. That's ultimate gula. That's why Rava is the same letters as the word be'er. Be'er means a wellspring, something that a water that emerges from beneath the surface, and that those clean waters of the be'er mayim chayim are forced out because of the coarseness of the rocks and sediment that are placed upon it. That's why it's brought down the Shar Kavanas. The Arizal says that the word be'er is also the Rosh HaTevis, Biyodcha Afkid Ruchi. In your hands, Hashem, I place my soul. That side of real Dveikus B'Hashem, of placing your neshama in Hashem's hands, real Dveikus demands a pneumistic identity. That's the side of Be'er, that's the side of Rava. Let's go back. This is what Lag Boimer is the full ripening of Pesach Sheni. Whereas Pesach Sheni is just a giloy of how Nisan and Iyar can coexist, and there's a way of balancing, of navigating through conflict, which is the side of Rabbi Yochanan, of Mashiach ben Yosef. Lag Boimer is the shlemus of that. It's hoyt shebehoy. The shlemus of this giloy of Lag Boimer is the Bechina of Rav, which is Mashiach ben David. That Adaraba, it's the conflict that forces a pnimius out. And once the pnimius comes out, then it's Nizgala and it's Mizbar l'mafreya, that the conflict with that these two opposites were actually working together. They were ingredients forcing out a pnimius dekagiloi. This is the site of Rav Shem Bar Yochai being metayer Tveria. And this is what the Rishami says. The Bavli doesn't see it like this. The Bavli is still the site of Golas. The Bavli is still the site of Mashiach ben Yosef. The Yushalmi is the site of Mashiach ben David. The world of the Yushalmi is able to clarify this nakuda, that Rav Shem Bar Yochai's Iker Tikkun is to be Mavar, this nakuda, that conflict brings out pnimius, that Golas is itself the cause for its own redemption. This is why, again, Rav Shem Bar Yochai, I mentioned this in the shir before, at Shul, that the Yushalmi says that when Rav Shem Bar Yochai brought it to Hara and he clarified the Kfarim, so the Yerushalmi says a ma'aseh that there was a guy over there that wanted to disprove Reb Shimon. So in the middle of the night, he took a corpse and he buried it in the middle of the road. And the next morning, he's going to show everybody that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai he missed the spot. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai knew that, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was geyser. He said that which is above should go below, and that which is below should go above. That which is below, meaning the person that's above, means the guy, he should go below, he should die. And the person that's dead, that's below, he should go above. He should come back to life. And that's what happened. The person that was dead came back to life and, went back to his old cavern. So that itself is not just a secondary point. That's the site of Tveria. That's the site of Tveria. The site of Tveria is that there's a yichud that emerges from the two opposites, that they actually unify to reveal something deeper than both sides. A Tchias HaMesim. As the Chazal say, that the Sanhedrin will return to the Jewish people from Tveria. The site of Tveria is that, you know, the Chaim Vital says that from the Kinneres, which is by Tveria, that Rizal gave from him the waters of the Be'er Shemiliam in order to open his mind to learn secrets of Torah. It means the secrets of Torah from Shem Bar Yochai that Rizal comes to clarify, rooted in the Tikkun and Tahara and the Avoid of Tveria. No, that's the ultimate Nechama that we have from Galus. It's not only that we have the ability through Mashiach ben Yosef to navigate through Galus, but it's more than that. Mashiach ben David is going to clarify that all the mapechas, all the ups and downs, good news, bad news, conflict, that's all bringing out a pnimius in Klal Yisrael that ultimately is going to somehow, it'll be shown that this was that the pnimius was the motivation behind all things, and everything was working for the same team. It was all just yichud from the very, very beginning, and that's the site of what begins to emerge right now with Pesach Sheni Bez Hashem. So Hashem should bless us, Taka. We should be zeichet to experience that yichud on all levels. That which is above should go below. That which is below should return above. And that yichud should manifest in full. Be yichud shlem, b'shem kol Yisrael, b'yis kol tzedek barachamim, meher v'imenu, amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. This brings me a fool to live up.